My name is Zara Upfold. Before we begin, I would like to acknowledge that this podcast discusses the rich and diverse cultures of individuals belonging to Central Asian countries and communities. It is important to recognize the cultural complexities and histories of the place that we are gathered on today. This podcast is being recorded at the Powerhouse's Ultimo location on the unceded land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
My name is Aikirim. I'm currently my collection research volunteer at Powerhouse. I think I always like museums and galleries. Of course, you want to research the objects that you like or feel connected to. And of course, I feel connected to Central Asian objects. I am originally from Central Asia. I'm from Kyrgyzstan.
Aikirim has dedicated her research to uncovering objects from Central Asian regions, a pursuit that first began with object number 20114417, two caps from Central Asia.
There were two caps. These particular caps are from Uzbekistan. One is female and one is male version. The female is more round. It has a lot of different colors and patterns using embroidery, yellow, red, green, white colors. It's very like floral spring pattern. For the male cap, it's mostly black. It has more of a square shape, a little like rounded square, and it has this botte motifs.
Botte motifs are floral patterns in the shape of droplets and are typically worn on special occasions. In response to the Russian-Ukraine war, there has been an embrace of cultural identities, and Aikirim has noticed traditional clothing being worn more frequently in her hometown.
My hometown, Osh, is in south of Kyrgyzstan, which has really close border with Uzbekistan, and the population is also like a lot of Uzbek ethnicity people and a lot of Kyrgyz. And I often saw Uzbek older men wear them on a daily basis. For example, I'm passing by the bakery and the Uzbek baker would be wearing it. We were part of Soviet Union, and if you ever go to like a post-Soviet country, you would notice that a lot of older like buildings, they all look similar. And so there was like this standardization of everything. But I think recently it's been a changing a bit. People started trying to incorporate some of the traditional pieces with more modern clothes recently and started to embrace their own cultural identities. And like I see it in Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, people started incorporating more of traditional pieces in their clothing, accessories. I don't think there's like a big Central Asian community in Australia, but actually when I was visiting Melbourne and I was also walking in the museum, I saw like also like a kind of a rug from Uzbekistan, and I kind of instantly felt connected to it. So I think that's also why I'm like trying to find other objects from Central Asia.